Shuster Rav, special Baruch Haba, Baruch Maboyim, to Rabbi Shalom and the Eden Gardens Kyle for being here. Shkai for coming. We're all part of the Simcha. We all benefit from the Limud HaTorah and from the Hosafa B'Taira V'Kedusha that we were all Zeicha to in the past few weeks. I want to just share four things. The first thing is a little bit to explain the Mem Initiative. The Mem Initiative was an idea to include all of us in the building of the mikveh. To build a mikveh requires a lot of skill, a lot of construction skill, a lot of halachic skill, a lot of technical skill, and a lot of financial yicholus. And most of us in our community don't have any of those skills. Baruch Hashem, Hashem sent us people with all of those skills, people with construction abilities, people with halachic abilities, people with financial abilities. We were zoicha to the mikveh. But what about everyone else? How could we be a chelek of building the mikveh? So the idea, which was inspired by Rabbi Tarragon and his uncle, was a very, very chashuv and mekubal in New York, was that a way to include all of us in the building of the mikveh is that we could all build the mikveh through our Limud HaTorah by learning and engaging in the study of Masechta Mikvayos as the mikveh is being nischanech, as the mikveh is being inaugurated, gives all of us a chelek, a real chelek in the building of the mikveh. This is now a community project. The Rambam in the end of Hilchas Mikvayos says that what's the inyan of mikveh? He says, "Davar baru regolui shetuma v'tayra gzeiras hakosav." This is not something that is a svara. This is something which is a gzeiras hakosav. It's a gzeiras hamelech. When the Rishonim use that word gzeiras hakosav, it doesn't just mean something that we learn from a pasuk. It means something that's a gzeira, something that's not a svara, something that's a gzeiras avada. It's a svara. The ein midvarim shedaito shalodam achras. It says the Rambam, remez yesh bedavar. There's a remez. What's the remez? Kishem sha mechavin liboy letaher. When a person is mechavin liboy, he has in mind to purify himself. Kivin she tov al tohar. Afal bishul nischadish begufo dover. Nothing changed in his body. But he just had kavana. He changed in his mind. His mindset changed. There was a mindset shift. Now I want to be pure. Kacha mechavin liboy letaher nafsho. A person that wants to become pure from tumah, from impurity. Says the Rambam, "Kivan shehiskin belibor lifroish me oisan ha'etzos, behavi nafshe b'mei hadas." The Rambam says there's something called mei hadas. Mei hadas are the waters of knowledge, the waters of Torah. Das refers to the das of Hashem, the das elyon, which is the das of Torah. That's how it's expressed to us. The water of a mikveh, says the Rambam, the remez of mikveh is that when you go into the mikveh, you're immersing yourself in the mei hadas. You're saying, Hashem, I want to be immersed. I want to be engaged in your knowledge, in knowing you. Das Hashem, Das Elyon. And then Hashem says, okay, I'll purify you. So we see that the main point, according to the Rambam of a mikveh, is not just physically going into the water. That's perhaps Gzeiras HaKosov. But it's being mechavin liboy that I want to be immersed in the Mei Hadas. I want to be immersed in knowing what Hashem wants from us, in knowing the Torah HaKadosha, and that's how Tahara works. So how apropos is it that the way we contributed to building the mikveh was by expanding our Das Torah. Through our Das, through our learning and studying of the Torah, we have Shtel Tzu, we have connected ourselves to the Mei Hadas, to the waters, the physical waters of the mikveh that we are now zoicha to. And through that, we will not just have the gzeira sakosav, we will actually have the remez of imechavin liboy to come closer to Hashem. The second point I want to say is the importance of imechazik, the inin of mikvahs. Until now, Orlando was not zoicha to have a mikveh that was mehudur v'kosher l'chol adeis. Now is not the time to elaborate. We didn't have, we're zoicha to have a mikveh that was convenient, that was easy to use, that was available on Shabbosos v'yom tovim. We were not zoiche to have a mikvah that was mehudar, both in halacha, both in physical yofi and in aesthetics. And now we're zoiche to that. Why is that so important? So I wanted to share a beautiful story. Anyone knows the history of World War II. So Hitler Yimach Shemo wanted to make the entire world Judenrein, free of Jews. So part of that would be attacking and conquering Eretz Yisrael and getting all the Jews out. So he sent one of his trusted generals, General Rommel, to go to Eretz Yisrael. I'm not going to go through the whole story now, but Rommel was on his way to Eretz Yisrael. He was in Egypt, and some mishap happened. I don't know, he ran out of gas or something. I'm not sure. You can look it up exactly what happened to Rommel. And with unusual hashkacha pratis, Rommel never made it to Eretz Yisrael. And the Jews of Israel, the Jews of Eretz Yisrael were saved. So what really happened? So we don't know what really happened. But there's a story I read in the Hakadomah to Yirmiyahu Katz, who's a big rav in Mikvayis in New York. Yirmiyahu Katz says that he heard once a story from Rav Nochum Rabinovich from Yerushalayim. Rav Nochum Rabinovich heard this story from Rav Shlomo Schreiber. Rav Shlomo Schreiber was the head of the Aguda during the World War II in Eretz Yisrael. Rav Shlomo Schreiber testifies that during World War II, Kiyodua, Rama was in Egypt, and everyone knew it. He brings that Hitler Yimach Shemai said, when Rama was in Egypt, he said that, I know that the Jews are praying at the Kaisel HaMaravi, at the Western Wall, they're praying that we should stop. But he said, in his gaiva, in his pride, he said, let's see who's really in charge. There'll come the day that we're going to enter, we're going to conquer Eretz Yisrael, and all the Jews will be wiped out. At that time, when he was in Egypt, there was an emergency asifas hatzadikim. In addition to all the tefillahs that were going on, Fashtetzach, the Tehillim, Reb David Salvechik described the Tehillim that was going on at that time. We have no idea. There was an asifas hatzadikim. It's tzadikim of Yerushalayim. You know what it means? It's tzadikim of Yerushalayim. They gathered together. There was the Imre Emes, the Ger Rebbe. There's Reb Shlomo Mizvil, the Admirim from Rosin. I'm just reading what he says over here. And the leader of the group of the Tzaddik Yerushalayim was the Admor Husyatin Rebbe. And they had a private meeting of these G'dayli Tzaddik Yerushalayim to discuss what should we do about Rommel. And they were there for an hour doing different things, which probably we don't understand. But at the end of the meeting, the Admor from Husyatin got up and he said, we have to start building and fixing mikvahs in Eretz Yisrael. And in this chus, the soine will not have shlita to enter Eretz Yisrael. And that was the end of the asifa. And immediately, miyad, they heard right after that asifa, that's when he ran out of gas. And they started the Vad Taras HaMishpacha in Eretz Yisrael, and they were mechazik to mikvahs. The tzaddikim of Yerushalayim understood, maybe the tefillahs at the Kaisel weren't enough to stop Rommel. The Maisa Sotan was so stark that just the tefillahs weren't enough. We needed something extra. We needed something more. And what they needed was to be mechazik the inyan of Taras HaMishpacha. And that's what was matzliach to stop Rommel. The third thing I want to say, when you deal with Halig and Yonim, with Inyonim of Tyra and Kedusha, which are a little bit beyond, it's because I have to share a Chassidus Shemaisa. Before we share a Chassidus Shemaisa, I want to be Makdim. The Welt says that if you believe every single Chassidus Shemaisa, then you're a tipish, and you're a fool. But if you don't believe any Chassidus Shemaisa, or if you believe the Chassidus Shemaisa couldn't have happened, then you're an apikaris. So the Maggid of Mizrich, who was a Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov, had one son. His name was Avram HaMalach. Rehoboam HaMalach was called Rehoboam HaMalach because he was like a malach. He was known to be someone that was so parush, he was totally, his gashmis was totally removed from him. How was Rehoboam HaMalach born? How was the Magen Mizrachi? He had one son, one child in his whole life. He was 36 years old, he had no children. He went to the Baal Shem Tov and he said, Rebbe, I'm not having any children, I have to get divorced and find a new wife. It's not working. And the Baal Shem Tov said, no. He was mechazikim, he said, he'll be zeichet to a child. And he was zeichet to Rav Avraham HaMalach. Shortly afterwards, the Baal Shem Tov's Rebbetzin was nifter, and he took a zivuk chain, he took a second wife. And his second wife said, we also need a child, we also need a malach. He's the Magid of Mizrich, Mistama, if he gave a malach to his first wife, he could give a malach to his second wife. And the Magid of Mizrich told her, he said, if you would know the Mesiris Nefesh, in the mitzvah of Tiras Mishpacha that went into creating, that was the zchus for Rav Avraham HaMalach, then you'll know how to be zeichet to a malach. To be zeichet to a malach, you have to have the mesiris nefesh of Rav Avraham HaMalach's mama, his mother. And he told over the story. In those days, the mikvah was in the local bathhouse. That's where they went to the mikvah. At one time, the Rebbetzin of the Magid of Mizrich had to go to the mikveh. They were very, very poor. This is from the Sefer Karim Yisrael. And it was the winter. And she delayed because she didn't have money, Pasha, to pay for the balon, to pay for the bathhouse attendant, to go to the mikveh. She didn't have money. So, by the time she was able to put together a few groschen to go to the mikveh, she went outside and it was a huge snowstorm. The ruach chazak nosas hashelag hagadol v'kisas kol pnei haaretz v'loy nikar shum derech. We don't know what this means over here, but there was no road. The road was completely covered in snow, and because there was no road, there was no way to know where to go. V'alkein he ta'a min haderech. She strayed from the road. V'holcha kama sho'is balayla. Imagine walking in the Europe winter. Toye v'soyveves. Finally, Be'igia Rabbah, it says, it was after Chatzos Halayla already, after midnight, she made it to the Balan, she made it to the mikvah. She banged on the door, she said, I need to get in. The Balan was already sleeping. And he said, what do you want from me? I'm sleeping, go away. And she banged, he wouldn't let him in. She was sitting there in the snow, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning. He's not opening the door. So what are you supposed to do? There's nothing to do. He started yelling at her. All of a sudden, all of a sudden, some horses came up with a chariot. Kvoida, chosh of a chariot came up. Asher noso ubal beis hamerchatz. The dalid noshim yardu mehamerkava. Four noblewomen came down from the chariot. They knocked on the door daintily. Ukishmoy habalan eskoilim. And the balan heard these four noblewomen come to the door. He opened the door bezrizus. He turned on the lights. He set up the whatever they needed to, and he let them in. And they saw this poor woman lying on the snow. They said, okay, you can come in also. And with that, she was able to be zoicha to the mitzvah of tefillah. And they all left. And the Rebbetzin of the Magid of Mizrich came back to the Magid of Mizrich, and she told him what happened. And he said, do you know who those four women were? It was Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah. Our mamas, our imois themselves came down to make sure that there would be an Isha Tzidkanius from Klal Yisrael, who was Moiser Nefesh, who did the mitzvah of Taras Meshpacha, Behidur Rav, to make sure that it would happen. And the Maggid said, that's why there was a Malach. But azah Hidur, such a Hidur mitzvah in Taras Meshpacha, we could be Zoiche to such a kid, to a Malach. And the lesson from this story, I think there's two lessons. The first lesson is that if a person is mahader in the mitzvah of Taras HaMishpacha, that's a direct ticket to be zoiche to special children. Now, nowadays, we don't have the luxury, or perhaps we have the luxury, that we're not able to be mahader in the mitzvah of Taras HaMishpacha like they did in Europe. We don't have to chop through snow and ice. So the only way we have available to us to be mahader in the mitzvah of Taras HaMishpacha is by having a mikvah that's mehudar, that's beautiful in halacha, it's kosher l'chol adeis. It's beautiful aesthetically. It's a place that people want to be. And that hiddur mitzvah, through that hiddur mitzvah, Zekeli Vanveyu will be zoiche to have children. I don't know about malachim, but children that are over the Hashem and Yirei Shemayim. Second lesson I think we can learn from the story is that Hashem helps. If a shtot needs a mikvah, Hashem helps. Hashem sends, sometimes He has to send our mamas, Sar Rivka, Rachel, and Leah. Baruch Hashem over here, we didn't need to get to that step. But Hashem sent us a different shliach. Hashem sent us the Rosenwassers, a matana that we all have to appreciate, to give us this mitzvah, the Hidur Rav, that we should be able to be zoiche, to be mekayim this mitzvah, the Hidur Rav, be zoiche, to Doris Yisharim Uvarachim. I want to end off with the fourth thing, with something from a Polish Rav, a sefer called Divrei Yecheskel. Divrei Yecheskel was an einikel of the Baruch Tam. He was a Rav in Klasna, which is a city in Poland. And we have to mention tonight the Divrei Chaim, because we're all here because of the Divrei Chaim. Divrei Chaim was the one who said that Baruch Abay Boris Pasol. So the reason why we're here tonight is because of Divrei Chaim. So the Divrei Yecheskel, the Rav Yecheskel Baruch Frankel Tumim, was a nephew of the Divrei Chaim, Tzantzerov. And he was very, very close to the Tzantzerov. He was very chovy by the Tzantzerov. The Divrei Yecheskel says that the Gemara in Yuma, with this I'll close, the Gemara in Yuma, Om Rabbi Kiva, Ashreichem Yisrael, Lifnei mi atem metar, inu mi metar eschem, it's talking about Yom Kippur, but there's a certain Tyro that Hashem gives us. Avichem Sheva Shemayim, and he quotes two psukim. We all know that there's two psukim because it's part of the song. Shenemar vazarakti aleichem mayim tohirim v'tahartem. That's the first pasuk. Hashem says, I will purify you. And then it says, v'oimer, mikveh Yisrael Hashem. So ask the Divrei Yecheskel, why do we need the second pasuk to teach us that Hashem is metar us? We already know it says, vazarakti aleichem mayim tohirim. What's nischadish in the second pasuk? Ma mikveh metaris hatmeim, af HaKadosh Baruch Hu metaris Yisrael. Says the Divrei Yecheskel, says the nephew of the Divrei Chaim, the Enoch of the Baruch Tam, Venirli Loimar. He says that for a mikvah to be kosher, it needs to have mem sa biyachad b'makom echad, b'li shum zoichel in klal. Says the Divrei Yecheskel, for a mikvah to be kosher, there has to be 40 sa of water in one place, b'li shum zoichel in klal. There can't be any water that's escaping. The Rosh says zoichel in, taitch zoichel means that it's hoilich mimakom el makom, that it's going to a different place. But if it's zoichel in, says it's possible. That's where Rabbi Kiva is bringing from mikvah. When they're together like the mikvah in one aguda, just like a mikvah has to be mechubar, all of the waters of the mikvah have to be attached in one makom. Then they're doing it to mikvah. Then you have the segula of ma mikvah matayr satmei ma fakadosh baruch hu yisrael. Aval im kol echad rochik v'nifrad mechaveroi. If the people are rochik v'nifrad mechaveroi ve'ein bohem shum achtus v'reyus azay be'emes doimin lemikvah asher he zoichalin. Then it's like a mikvah that's zoichalin. Shekol tipa miyam rochik mechaverta. Because there's drops from the water that are distanced from each other. Distance from our Arboim saw, and then says the Divrei Yecheskel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not metire them. So if the nimshal of a mikvah, if Klal Yisrael, if Yom Kippur is not metire when Klal Yisrael is not together and not zoichlin, how much more so the mikvah itself? In order for a mikvah to be metire, it has to be b'makom echad. The Rishonim say that zoichlin doesn't have to mean that no water leaves, as long as it leaves and comes back to the same place. That's called not zoichlin. Zoichlin means when the water leaves, it escapes and it doesn't come back. As long as the water is coming back, leaving, coming back, that's called Ashbayrin. That's how we paskin. So we have to realize that all of the schusim of the mikveh that's metar is only b'tanai, that the mikveh is a kosher mikveh, a mikveh that's memsa, that's Ashbayrin, that's not zoichalin. And that's the ikar. My bracha to all of us, that we should be zoiche, to have the Tyrus HaMikvah B'chom Muvan Amila, Shvizoichet to have the Arboim So B'makam Echad, B'li Zoichalin, And in Mitzvah Shem, we'll be zoichet to have the Taras HaMikvah of Af HaKadosh Baruch Hu Taras Yisrael. That was